off at GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm Drew, and together we're arguing about the things that really matter in games.
Indeed we are.
Yeah.
What are we arguing about today?
Not games.
No.
Today we are going to be talking about the new Marvel series that is on Netflix, Iron Fist, which is the fourth in their sort of, quadrilogy of series that they've made in the run-up to the Defenders movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it a movie? No, I think it's a series, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a series, and then I was going to say, oh, is it a movie when you said that?
Yeah, no. I was repping knowledge I didn't have.
Yeah, I was under the impression it was going to be a series.
Yeah, so it's the fourth entry in the sort of Defenders series, as it were.
Before they play it together.
And so far, it's sort of been the least well-received, I think. I think that's the general opinion on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it had problems right from when they announced the casting. There was sort of the backlash of another white guy who's super great at being Asian, stroke a martial artist. There was a bit of backlash about that. Although a bit of divided opinion, I think, amongst comics fans and particularly Asian Americans.
Yeah.
Some Asian Americans thought, well, do we really want the trope fest that is the martial artist superhero? And then others were like, well, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. The sort of director of the show came out and said some slightly terrible things in response to all that. What he said? We were talking about it before the podcast.
That he was just kind of had no patience with these people going on about appropriation this, appropriation that, and then what does it matter if Iron Fist is Oriental? It's like, Oriental is bad, right? We don't use that anymore. So yeah, he's about as insensitive as you could get. So I'm not sure what Marvel were doing with that one, considering they've been so careful with
maybe not standout examples, but they've been good about representation, I think. Historically. And this one seems like a bit of a misstep in that department.
By episode 3 I was just like, they seem to have either not listened or listened and then gone out of their way to offend Asian fans or potential fans.
We should sort of talk about how much of it we've each watched. You've watched 3 episodes, is it?
Yeah.
And I've only watched the one. So our opinions aren't going to be fully formulated on that. But this is a first impression sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it does get worse after episode 1 in that regard, then?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. So episode 1, what were your kind of, like, what do you think of Finn Jones, the guy who's playing Iron Fist, Danny Rand?
I mean, I think he did a decent enough job as an actor with the material he had, I guess.
Mm.
He was... You know, he's likable. You watch him, he's a protagonist. You side with him. He's, like, competently written in that way.
Mm.
I think the script itself is kind of, lousy was the word I kept coming back to.
Yeah.
He's a very frustratingly written character. He seems incapable of...
Articulating.
So the sort of premise of the opening of the first episode is that he's come back from being in the Himalayas for however many years, 15 years I think it is, and he comes back and tries to get in touch with people he used to know before he
kind of come back from the dead, hasn't
Yeah,
he, really?
Exactly. So he goes and visits these people who he knew when he was younger. And they don't believe it's him. They think Danny Rand died 15 years ago. And he seems completely incapable of, telling them who he is or just pointing out a single example that only he would know.
Yeah, I know. It's so frustrating.
Yeah,
it's
and
just,
they...
Sorry,
go on. I didn't have anything.
Yeah, it's just exactly that. It's just that thing that I was leveling at Man in a High Castle is creating a character who is just stupid to serve the narrative.
Yeah,
So it's like,
absolutely.
we need you to be stupid here so that you can get further and further into trouble with
Yeah.
these people, and they have to escalate their actions towards you. So, because he, yeah, because he doesn't, he'd say, oh, you've got a scar on, the back of your right shoulder from that time when you fell out of a tree, or just
Yeah.
something simple like that that anyone would do. He just kept saying, "It's me, Danny, Danny,
Yeah.
because
Yeah.
that's me, I'm Danny." And they're just like, "You're cr-" He's in filthy clothes with no shoes on,
Yeah.
looks like he's like come back from a gap year in Thailand, and he's just sort of, it's just
It's not like people don't keep telling him that he looks terrible and that he
Yeah.
looks like he just seems like he's particularly stupid.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. To not even like put on some clean trousers or something, to go into this really swanky office building, and yeah, he's just acting like an idiot.
Yeah.
It's like he's, I think what they were trying to get across was that he's a stranger in a strange
Yeah,
land.
absolutely. It's a fish out of water sort of thing.
Yeah, but he, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't wash. He just looks like a privileged guy who's been on a gap year
Yeah.
in Asia, and now he's like spouting a bit of Eastern philosophy at people.
And I mean the fun of doing that kind of or of watching those kind of scenes is watching that character making an effort to try and fit in and
Yeah.
sort of usually failing at it, which is
Yeah.
where the humor comes from. But he doesn't seem to do any of that. He just
No.
stands there with a kind of blank look on his face and
Yeah.
just remains weird, even though it's clearly not getting him in anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's bizarre.
see, yeah,
Frustrating. I just ended
is
up
frustrating.
shouting at the TV a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I don't know if it's in episode one where he tries to, where he basically kidnaps Ward in his car. Is that episode
Oh, yeah,
one?
there's that,
It's
yes.
just like the most, so he's trying to convince this sort of these childhood friends who are almost like brothers, brother and sister, because they spent so much time together.
Slightly toxic relationship, but yes.
Yeah, but so he tries to convince Joy by breaking into her house and then just like kind of stalking her outside her house.
Yeah.
And then he decides, okay, I need to up the ante, so I'm going to hijack Ward's car and then drive off with him in it because that'll help my cause. And
Yeah.
it's just like, can you just stop acting like you're insane for
Yeah,
5 minutes?
and the thing is, Joy and Ward, they're not any better in terms of believability. Like,
No.
for example, in that scene you mentioned, Ward gets into the car.
Yeah.
He's standing there, and this guy who he it's previously been established that Ward thinks is just some insane or malevolent person,
Yeah,
just
even
sitting
a
in the driver's seat.
saboteur.
Yeah, and he just gets into the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just it they and they kind of don't believe him so hard that it becomes unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like as he comes into their office and they say, "Oh, he does look kind of like Danny, but it's definitely not Danny. It's not
Yeah.
Danny. Couldn't possibly be Danny." They don't, and to be fair, the script does draw attention to this later on, but they make no attempt to talk to him or get any more information out of him, see what he wants. It's
Yeah.
I couldn't buy them as characters. They just seemed like, there to force the plot down a particular road.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like all those three characters, that's all they were doing was just, yeah, they weren't people.
Yeah.
They were devices kind of for the
Yeah, exactly.
narrative. Yeah.
There was the other one was the other homeless man that Danny runs into, who so Danny has just broken into Joy's place, and he comes out and all right, he's lost, he's at a loss, he doesn't know what to do, he needs to find out more about what's happened to Ward and Joy and what's happened in New York since he's been gone. So a homeless man comes over with an iPhone and just start, out of nowhere, offers to Google people for him. And it's just, it doesn't feel like that would happen.
And then conveniently dies in like
He
episode
does, yeah.
two or something.
Not even episode two, it's the end of episode one.
Oh, really? Because I liked that character. I really
Yeah.
liked him.
I thought Danny was really condescending to him.
Yeah. And
Cause...
he's just like, and then yeah, and I was just like, oh, okay, he's dead now, so he's served his bit of the plot, so we'll just like randomly kill him. There was no sense that he was a junkie before that moment when he found him dead with a needle in his arm.
Well, he had that tattoo as well, which I don't quite know what that means. I don't
Oh
know if that's
yeah, the
brought back from
black
the.
bird,
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't know what that was referring to.
No, me either.
But I'm sure that'll come up later in the series. But
Yeah,
otherwise, I don't know.
if anyone bothers to get that far.
Yeah.
And then the other thing with Danny was in episode two, I think it is, they commit him
Yeah.
to a mental institute, and so he's just there kind of being violent and getting drugged and whatnot. And then the doctor finally is like, oh, I think you are Danny, I believe you. And so
Right.
instead of just keeping his mouth shut and going, great, when can I get out, he starts going on about the Kingdom of Kunlun and how it's in another dimension. And it's just like, you are in an institution for the mentally ill. Do you think this is a good idea?
Yeah.
It's just like, I was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. They just do a really poor job of making you root for the character because he just keeps
Yeah.
disappointing you with that sort of thing. Like, oh,
Yeah.
I like this guy. He's charming. He's kind of a sort of Chris Pratt type,
Yeah.
protagonist where he's kind of cheerful and friendly
Yeah, sort of
and all this.
surf bum kind of,
But
quite vanilla kind of every guy,
yeah,
isn't
but
he?
he's just so unbelievably incompetent in everything he does
Yeah.
that, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, and I think that was just done. I think the only reason I can think they did what that was so that he could then break out, which is just. Yeah, it was just.
Again, it's a case of a character making an unrealistic, unbelievable mistake in order for the
Just.
next scene to happen.
Exactly. It's like, oh, we want him to break out of here. So, oh, God. Yeah, it's just a bit of a mess in terms of the writing.
Yeah.
What was the
I mean,
other.
we're being very negative about it, and for good reasons. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, given the internet's reaction to it. I
Right.
mean. It is a terrible script. There's loads of stuff that I just can't get along with in it. But it was a pleasant enough watch. I wasn't hating it when I watched it. It's
No.
not it well, it is bad, but it's middling bad. It's not the worst thing I've seen on
No,
Netflix.
it's not terrible, but yeah, I think it's just disappointing more than anything, and I think it's just got so much to live up to with the other shows were just so good. I mean, I wasn't excited about it because I'm not a massive Iron Fist fan.
I don't. I'm sure there are Iron Fist fans, but I don't think
Yeah.
there are many Iron Fist fans.
No, he is kind of a smaller hero, but yeah, so I wasn't that excited about it.
No.
But yeah, it is really disappointing. Also, I suppose we've got to talk about, the whitewashing, appropriation, whatever you want to call it, because I just found it really annoying. I was just really angry about a lot of it, like all the, getting found, and then the monks come and take this child in, and then they train him real hard, and there's all these visions on snowy mountain tops, and him in sort of monk's robes, and carrying water on his shoulders or whatever it is they're doing, and balancing on fence posts and all this thing, and then it's the way that he comes sits, he always sits in a half lotus position Oh my God,
Yeah.
just chanting some, just like some sort of hipster who's just discovered yoga or
Yeah.
something. And it's just, oh, I just found it enraging. I really did. And then the worst scene is when you have a white guy explaining to an Asian woman how to master martial arts.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So this is in, this must be in the second or third episode. This is stuff I haven't seen yet. Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, the mind bog. I mean, my, I was just like, are you going out of your way to be insensitive? That's the only thing I can think, that you just thought that scene was okay. So he's just like missing all her punches, and he's like, you need to like calm your inner waters or whatever. He was just like coming up with some old gubbins, and it was just so annoying. It was like we slipped back into the 70s and we were watching Kung Fu again.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that was pretty terrible. And not only that, she's actually a better on-screen fighter than he is,
Right.
as an actor.
I
But
see ya.
so she's actually more competent, but he's the one that's explaining how to master martial arts, because obviously these monks have chosen this white guy who, like, this white kid who they found in the snow to be the master of the Iron Fist.
Yeah, I mean the actress who played her had sort of you get the sense that she wasn't very happy with that either. She has hit out at the director
Oh, really? I
post
haven't
release.
seen
Well, it
that.
was in regards to that comment he made about so what if Iron Fist isn't Oriental, and I know Oriental isn't the right word anymore. And she tweeted that Oriental is a term you use to describe rugs rather than people. So yeah, you get the sense that she wasn't particularly happy with that portrayal either.
And I mean, the argument about whether it should have been an Asian actor or not, I just think that Asian people should be thankful that they dodged the bullet that is
Yeah.
this turkey of
Yeah.
a show, because otherwise it would just be like, oh, look, terrible ratings. We tried the Asian thing, it wouldn't work, which is the thing that's never leveled against white leads in media. They
Yeah.
never use the, oh, it doesn't sell, it won't read well with our audience.
No, absolutely.
So be thankful that you didn't get an Asian lead. That's what I'm saying. It's pretty terrible. Were there any redeeming features? Oh, there's one more thing which I really hated as well, was there's a scene where he tries to kind of appease Joy, and he's sitting cross-legged on her doorstep, and there's kind of these flowers like marigolds or chrysanthemums, and sort of somehow he's got loads of brass pots, like pot-bellied pots with flowers, and there's oranges and incense. Lord knows
Yeah.
where he's got them from, because he's still got
He's still
dirty
got dirty
trousers on.
trousers.
And she's like, oh, like in a normal life, this would be seen as a romantic gesture. And he's like, oh, this is like a Buddhist gesture of peace and blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, really? You're doing that as well?
Yeah.
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 And so at the end of episode three, he's kind of climbing up the outside of the bill. He follows Ward to who's visiting the father who nobody knows is alive.
Yeah, spoilers, by the way. If you haven't seen the end of
I think
episode
lots of
one,
people blitzed it, because this is only episode three. So he's
yeah.
climbing up and he gets pushed off the building by this kind of shadowy figure. This hand comes and pushes him off. And I think it's really telling that at that point I was just like, right, I'm going to bed then. That's the end of episode three. Whereas normally on a Netflix cliffhanger, you're like, oh crap, I'll just
Well,
watch
yeah.
one more.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
yeah, Iron Fist just didn't have that.
No. Are you
So
gonna pick it up and watch the rest of it, do you think?
I don't know if I am. I was speaking to some people. I was speaking to Steve last night, and he said, I wouldn't bother if I were you. Because we were talking about how well, Luke Cage did at getting the cultural references of that show in terms of the blaxploitation kind of framing of shots and the music and how Iron Fist could have done the same with, paying homage to kind of like Shaw Brothers kind of Hong Kong movies and been the kind of light relief to the sort of quartet of heroes, and just, really paid homage to the culture that it's lifting from. But there's
But
none of that. The
there certainly wasn't
fights
in the first episode, no.
aren't very good. I don't know what happened because the fights in Daredevil, that fight in the hallway, I don't know if you remember it. It's like episode one or two.
There's a lot of fights in hallways in the Marvel Netflix series, I find.
But this, I mean, this one is like a standout. I was just like, I had to tweet about it because it was just incredible. When he goes in, he rescues some child. He's
All
with
right,
the.
no, I mean, I haven't seen much of Daredevil.
Oh, okay. So it's very early on, and it was just an outstanding fight scene. Like, really, really outstanding. There are lots of fight scenes, but that fight scene is awesome. The choreography is just fantastic. And he's like running along the walls and using the hallway and stuff, but there's none of that in Iron Fist. The fights are terrible.
Yeah, I mean the ones that you see in the first episode, yeah, weren't particularly remarkable. It
No.
was, yeah.
Yeah, for a master of the
Yeah, well, that's what it is to be a master, is that you're not showy about it, you just, get it done and then go. Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, you just need to look at a sort of drunken style, master of that, and that is kind of it's fantastic when you see it done really well.
Yeah.
So yeah, so
So,
any redeeming features? That's what we were looking for, wasn't
yeah, and we went on another sidetrack about how terrible it is.
it?
Like I say, despite the unbelievable stuff that he says and does, I think the character of Iron Fist himself is charming enough. He I think I'm looking forward to seeing him paired off with the rest of them in the Defenders film.
Okay.
I think he, like, even if the series isn't that great, I think he's. I'm looking forward to seeing him working with Daredevil and Jessica Jones and Luke Cage. I would be interested to see like a Power Man and Iron Fist series. I think those two would play off quite well together. And yeah, but I think as a standalone thing, I don't think it's great. But I think there is promise for the character in that universe. But like I say, I haven't
Well, I
seen the
suppose
rest of it.
that's proven, isn't it, in the comics. And I think Danny Rand is he's has a substantial relationship with Misty Knight, I'm pretty
Right,
sure.
yeah. Yep.
So yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
So yeah, in terms of TV, because she's so strong, she's such a strong character, and he's just not a very well-drawn character at all. So it's
Yeah,
kind of
now that I think
inconsistent.
about that, yeah. Yeah, I can't see those two pairing up in the way they're portrayed in that series.
So yeah, we'll have to see. What was I going to say? He's kind of inconsistent as a character as well, because he's this, like shoeless, dirty trousered kind of, I haven't got any possessions guy. But
Yeah.
then by episode three, he's like got a lawyer on the case. He's like, I want my half of the company. It's my family name. And it becomes this kind of corporate court, sort of legal battle.
Yeah.
I think
Well,
that's
I mean, that's the thing about Buddhist monks, is that they're obsessed with their possessions, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. There is that, I suppose. They had to bring it in, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe when I've got a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
When I haven't got Mass Effect and Horizon Zero Dawn on my
Yeah, no.
plate and
Exactly. Yeah, that's another reason I'm not going to be continuing with this for a while, is that there's too much coming out this month.
Yeah,
Like, I may come
exactly.
back to Iron Fist before the Defenders series comes out.
Yeah, I might skip to the end or something. Just watch like the last three episodes or something.
Yeah, read the Wikipedia summaries and then watch the last
Yeah,
three episodes.
exactly. I think that's what I might do. Thank you, Wikipedia. So, yeah. So that was Iron Fist.
Or at least a little bit of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our little bit of Iron Fist. Disappointing. So tell us what you think.
Yep.
If you're fans of the comic, how does it match up?
Yeah.
Yeah, be interesting. I don't know. I don't know what his character is like in the comics, if he's kind of wisecracky or, yeah, I don't really know him at all.
No, me neither.
Yeah, I don't think my brother had many of, because my sort of formative comic experiences reading my brother's comic collection. And he didn't have much Luke Cage or Iron. I don't think he had any Iron Fist.
No.
Had a few Luke Cage, but
Yeah,
yeah.
and I mean, I've never read any Iron Fist myself either, so perhaps this is a really good interpretation of the character for all I know. Maybe this is
Yeah.
exactly what he's like in the comics.
Do let us know, dear
Yeah.
listeners, if that's the case. Yeah. If you have
Yep.
any redeeming features, or yeah, just let us know.
And where can they do that? There's the YouTube comment. You can comment on the site itself on gameindustry.com. Podcasts argue the toss. We're on
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
I'm Shella Ramanan on Twitter or at Gin Lounge if you want to contact the whole of the Gin team.
Yeah, you can find us on iTunes and review or rate us on iTunes. That would be fantastic. That's always helpful. Helps us expand our listenership.
Yeah.
And
So
yeah, I think that's all of them,
I
isn't it?
think that's it.
Oh, then there's also an RSS feed on the gameindustry.com site, so you can add us to your favorite podcast player and take us on the go.
Yes, excellent. Like a
Yeah.
coffee.
Like a
Like
coffee.
a good
That's the
coffee.
perfect way to enjoy Argue the Toss, is with a good coffee. Yeah.
Okay, Drew. Until next time.
Cheerio.